Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I miss you, all of you. I miss being with you, laughing with you, praying with you, and sharing the sacraments of Holy Communion. And I look forward to being with you again. Now, before I dive into today's sermon, I have to give a shout out to our worship and IT teams, and especially to Kirsten Hare and her son Jack, and to Ernie Green and his son Alec. They've been working mightily behind the scenes to make these services possible. Myself, Father Manoj, Reverend Jess, Deacon Kathy, and Connie, we get to be the public faces of the worship. But there is an army working behind us, and all of us are working to one end, that God may be glorified and his people fed in this trying time. Today's sermon comes with the title, To the Cross and Beyond. This week's liturgies invite us to a journey through our emotions. There will be joy and wonder, shouts of Hosanna to rival those that the angels sang on the night that Jesus was born. There will be sorrow and bewilderment, the bitter truth that we chose Barabbas over the man from Nazareth. And yes, there will be hope, there will be resurrection, but first there will be the cross. It is our portal to the other side. It is our place of lament, the place where we realize in the most profound way that what Isaiah said was true. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. We are in a season of lament and loss, and not just because we are in Lent. A virus against which we have no immunity is making its way around the world, claiming the rich and famous, the poor and unknown, impressing upon us our utter dependence on each other, even as some race to build walls. We shelter in place and live in lockdown. We wear masks and take our temperature. We flinch at the slightest cough or sneeze, and we lament our losses. We find ourselves at the cross wondering what just happened. How could things go so wrong? The solid ground beneath our feet gives way and we are in free fall, grasping for something to hold on to, something to steady us. We have questions without sure answers. How long will this time of lament go on? How many will we lose? Our shops are closed. Our libraries and museums are dark. Our streets are empty. And we ask, where is everybody? I went for a bike ride this week around Lake Montebello in Baltimore, and the normally crowded park was nearly deserted. Gone were the young families pushing strollers, the young men laughing and joking at the outdoor gym, the bicycle racers who usually zip past me with such ease, all gone. Yes, I could hear the birds singing and the geese honking beyond the trees, but where were the people? And when will they come back? Our world laments. More than usual, we lament and we pray, assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation. With the psalmist we pray, restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance and we shall be saved. The light of his countenance indeed shined upon us in the face of Jesus Christ, whom we crucified. The New Testament scholar Donald Hagner offers this sobering assessment. As for the responsibility for the death of Jesus, theologically there is only one possible answer. It is sin, the universal malady of all human beings that drives Jesus to the cross. The crucifixion is, in this sense, a piece of the autobiography of every man and woman ever to walk this earth. It is I who am guilty of crucifying Jesus. Yes, we chose Barabbas, and of this we lament, yet are mystified that that this choice led to our salvation. Our week begins today with palms and song. Then comes the inexorable march. Thursday will find us promising everlasting fidelity, then running for the hills as soon as Judas shows up. Friday, we will again hear Jesus' haunting, terrifying cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? He will receive no answer, only silence. And on Saturday morning, all creation will throb with mystery and expectation. And then we will remember that we are an Easter people. And I pray that even in these anxious times, we embrace the truth that for us, every Sunday is Easter. For every Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I am so looking forward to that great day when we will be together again to rejoice and sing our songs and share our peace on the other side of Calvary. But for now, I invite you to explore this time of lament. Consider writing your own prayer of lamentation. Sit with it. Listen to it, for it will be your heart's sorrow song. Then join me as together we walk to the cross and beyond, knowing that these days will end and that something unexpected and new will begin. And I pray we will all be changed for the good. Though as ever, our prayer remains. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.